And he should have been nervous because, throughout history, as he knew all too well, defeated generals and revolutionaries and traitors were typically beheaded, or they were hanged, or they were imprisoned, or, like General Napoleon, they were exiled. In fact, that very morning, the Chicago Tribune editorialized, "Hang Lee." And just days earlier, in the Union capital of Washington, D.C., Andrew Johnson, the vice president of the Union, went out with several senators and, before a thronging crowd of hundreds, maybe over 1,000, gave a rousing speech in which he said, "We must hang Davis. We must hang Lee. We must hang them 20 times." So, in fact, Lee didn't know what to expect. Grant would treat him with such tenderness and dignity, and it's such a rich scene. Grant was carrying out Lincoln's vision at City Point of no bloody work, no hangings. But it is really unique in the chain of history. Interestingly enough, when they first walked into Appomattox Courthouse, Lee was wearing his finest uniform because, as he said, "Now I must become General Grant's prisoner." And Grant came in a mud-spattered private's blouse. In fact, later on in history, he would apologize for how he was attired. Picture this scene for a second. This small little home, Wilmer McLean's house, in Appomattox Courthouse, a little village of about 8 structures or so, and rolling hills. Outside in those rolling hills were thousands of men who were standing at rapt attention to watch this amazing piece of historical theater take place.